Hey guys, I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know that Surewinder is still selling amazing products. Some of you guys have been dragging your feet for whatever reason. If your shoulder hurts, do not waste time. Pull the trigger. I just bought four or five of them, and we had two guys out. You know how much it cost me to pay for two guys being out with bad shoulders? We just pulled the trigger and we said, listen, everybody's going to have one on a truck. It's mandatory. You got to use it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait till your guys go down. It's going to cost you more. Buy a Surewinder.
What's up, guys? Ryan here, Torsion Talk Podcast. And today I'm going to go over a couple things that I think is super important at this time of the year. Matter of fact, probably should be done a little bit sooner. But before we get into that, I've got a couple of announcements. Number one, congrats to all the top dealers in the IEDA magazine. I think that's a huge accomplishment. If you didn't participate, make sure you do so next year. It's great because you can put the top 100 door dealers on your website. Shows really well. We still have a few seats available for our December sales training, December 7th and 8th, Thursday and a Friday. Make sure you sign up for that if you are interested. We do not have any others scheduled at the moment, but we will be getting into that. We have the November webinar, Marketing in a Down Economy. It's free for the first 50 people. It's November 22nd. Make sure you go to garagedooru.com and you can see a button on the homepage there that'll say webinar. I'll be going to Germany for R&T in February. I'm going to look at products and get inspiration. Anyway, long story short, thank you, Somer. Somer, if you you guys are great at supporting the industry and trying to educate and help us see more, evolution and technology, and R&T is a great spot for that. So we really appreciate you guys bringing awareness to that. March, we have a webinar with Mike McAllowitz from Profit First. He's going to be teaching information from his new book. We have 99 seats available. For GDU members, it's free. For non-GDU members, it's not, but it's not very expensive. And then you also get a book with that. So I'm super excited to be announcing that. The sign up for that should be on garagedooru.com shortly. April, we have the Garage Door U Summit. Days before the start of IDA Expo, we have two amazing days lined up. You're not going to want to miss it. We have entertainment as always, but we have an amazing lineup of speakers and information that you're going to want going into the remaining of 2024. That should be up. That sign-up sheet should be up in a few days on garagedooru.com. And then today, I really want to spend some time just talking about something that I'm spending a lot of time on right now, and that's just planning for 2024, which is going to be extremely difficult in my opinion. Josh and I, last year we got an Airbnb on a lake in South Carolina. We went out and did planning for like 2 days. This time we got Airbnb not far from the office, and really just getting away, separating ourselves, disconnecting, and doing our planning. And so last year we did an excellent job of planning, but I feel like our grade on execution was okay. We kind of like fizzled out a little bit. And so this year I'm committed to making sure that we don't fizzle out. A lot of that had to do with me building a house. I'm no longer building that house. So now I'm going to stay really focused on the execution part. This year, we'll be doing a better job by scheduling Q1 reviews and adjustments. I think the main thing is you build your plan, but then monthly and quarterly, you make adjustments and then review how things went. We'll also create KPIs and assign someone to track them. So we're working on that right now with internal, and we're going to hammer those down with Josh and I. And then when it comes to like financial planning, my outlook for 2024 is a little low. It's election year. I think the first half of next year could be good. I think economy is banking on the Fed lowering the interest rates in Q1, and I'm not totally sure that's going to happen because inflation is being stubborn than expected by the Fed. If you recall, they said it was transitory. It's looked more permanent to me, but it's going up when it's supposed to be going down. So we'll see how that goes. So where am I setting my goals for 2024? We're going to focus heavy on high-end markets for screens and garage doors. If you guys haven't heard me before, the screens have been a huge hit for us. It's kind of been a little bit of our saving grace this year because our door sales have slowed. I'm going to double down hard on repair service. And we also have been evaluating in our commercial department. Looks like it could have a good year next year as well. We're very set up for success there. If we get a Republican like Trump in the office, I do expect a huge rally with Americans spending more money. And I do expect Trump to win if he's allowed to run with all this litigation going on. So we'll see how that goes. I'm planning a 15% increase growth over this year, which I usually go bigger, but we're going to do 15% because we feel like there's so many unknowns, and I feel like it's super obtainable. And if we execute like I think we will, we should be able to make that without a problem.
Somer USA and Somer Group want to thank you for an incredible year and the trust you put in them and their products. As you know, Somer places high value on relationships, education, customer service, innovation, and professionalism. And they are grateful to you for your part in the fostering and dissemination of these values. If there is any way Somer can support you in your journey, whether through their products, the values they hold to, or the knowledge Somer has gained through interaction with door dealers across the world, please reach out to the team at your convenience. They are here to serve you. Again, thank you from the entire Somer team. Check them out at SomerUSA.com. Tell them Ryan sent you.
This is also a great time for you to evaluate your staff. Make sure you have the right people and they're in the right seat. Avoid failing forward or sideways, meaning like if you got staff that's just not cutting it, like I don't think you try them out in other roles. If they're not good employees, they're not going to be better employees in another department, in my opinion. If they aren't the right person, just find a replacement. Or maybe you don't even need them because they're underproducing so much and you're not going to lose much. If they are the right person but in the wrong seat, these are times where you evaluate where would be the right seat, then make that move and change for next year. It's a great time to create a budget and projections by month and quarter. Historical data is going to be your friend here, right? So if you have any questions on this, hit me up. I'll be glad to answer them. But I'm a big fan of doing budgets, projections on sales, do it by department, and you're going to look back at historical data for the last 24 months, gather that information. If you don't have historical data for 24 months, I think it's super important that you take a look at the numbers that you do have. And if you don't even have numbers and you're just getting started, it's all about capacity. What are you able to do? And then I would stretch yourself as much as humanly possible. I did a really good job of that. I've been pretty good at that, but it's there's like a first version, and then there's a second version, third version. And after I get to like the fourth or fifth version, it's usually usually dead on for the most case. Plan and budget your trainings for the year. So I think it's huge if you have it in the budget to spend a little money on training. Maybe you send them to David Mount, you send them to sales training with us, whatever that may be, but get it in the budget. So maybe have a Q1 training budget, Q2, Q3, Q4. Also, if they go to David Mount, they can get certified. Make this the year you get all your service professionals certified, because that is a differentiating factor. And in the garage door industry, it's really hard to create differentiating factors. So I definitely encourage you guys to do that and then put it all over your website, put it all in your creative and your writing, everything. Make sure you let people know that your people are certified. This will boost your employees' confidence and then even implement like leadership training. So take, if you don't have leadership, ask your team who's interested in leadership in the future and then put them in a leadership program. Have them read books with you. We started out with Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. And then we went to the Energy Bus. And now we're reading Traction. We're reading Traction right now because we want to use some of the fundamentals in that book to build on for our training for next year, or not our training, but our planning meeting. So it talks a little bit about that. It kind of sets up the process for that. So we're going through that now. And then I think we all need to evaluate ourselves. And I want to challenge all of our listeners right now, find somebody that you can put in your life that can invest in you, that has the capacity to challenge you, maybe be a mentor, whatever it is. So find someone who's got a business more successful than you, or a personal life that's something you strive for, and soak up as much as you can from that person, and get that information on a weekly, monthly, or quarterly basis. Whatever you can afford to pay them, whatever you can make happen, I think it would be hugely beneficial. So, surround yourself with a mentor or a business coach or some sort. And at minimum, this isn't a plug. I honestly did not have this part of this, but Garage Door U is an absolute amazing resource for dealers. And for those of you guys who don't know what Garage Door U is, it's a group of about 40 plus members. And we meet on a weekly basis. We share our goals, accomplishments, we celebrate wins together. And then we talk about certain things in our businesses, and we all brainstorm together, trying to find solutions for those. Then we hold each other accountable. And so I think it's a great resource. In my opinion, it's extremely affordable. And we are investing heavily into it in 2024. So I'm really excited about that. And hope to get this thing up to 100 plus members, which is going to be absolutely amazing. It'll open up some opportunities for us to really invest a lot more money into it and make it even better than it is now. So I don't know. We got a lot of guys in our group that do Garage Door U and also have a coach. So you can do both or one or the other, either way. But strongly suggest you get in an environment where you can find growth and challenge yourself. So, with that, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I am out.